It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold in for Rob Parrott. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's our weekly look at the latest in national politics. This week, how has Scott Walker positioned himself among other candidates by releasing a policy to repeal and replace Obamacare?
But first, Krivitz High School in Marinette County has announced that it will begin a system of random drug testing of its students this fall.
It follows in the footsteps of several other Wisconsin schools, including nearby Kimberly, which has been testing since 2002.
Random drug tests were limited to school athletes before a 2002 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that expanded schools' authority. Since that time, though, any middle or high school students who participate in school sports or extracurricular activities can be tested.
Joining us to talk about the goals of Krivitz High School's new policy is Jeff Dorschner. He's the athletic director of Krivitz High School and has been involved in the decision to implement drug testing. Jeff, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Well, why don't we start off with why you decided this was the thing to do? What were the things that drove you to move in this direction?
This is my third year now as athletic director here in the district. I've noticed a growing drug problem in Marinette County, and I've noticed an increasing drug problem going on in the high school. I also teach social studies full-time here for the last 7 years. And as far as dealing with code violations, we've had a number of code violations in just my two short years of being athletic director involving drug use. And so I collaborate with our superintendent and our high school principal. They encouraged me to move forward and pitch to our school board an idea of bringing something along the lines of a randomized drug testing policy. It started really probably in March, and after a few months of research and whatnot, and being able to go out and get funding for this, I was able to make a pitch to the board in June to pass a policy like this, and it passed unanimously. So we're going to go ahead with the 2015-16 school year on RAM.
You mentioned the funding for it, and that's one of the first things people think about is that it would cost money. But it sounds like you've figured out a way to pay for it without using school funding, right?
Yeah, the funding for this program will not cost a taxpayer in our district one penny. Bay Area Medical Center, which is the hospital out of Marinette, who also provides athletic training services for our sports programs here, free of charge, has graciously donated their funds to support a program like this. We only have 200 kids in our high school, so we're looking at doing this twice a month, and doing five tests basically twice a month. So it amounts to, and just during the school year, that just amounts to 90 tests. So it's not a ton of funding on their end.
That's 90 tests. So about half of the kids will be tested then.
Well, it kind of depends. It's a truly randomized selection process. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be giving Bay Area Medical a list of our student ID numbers that have no names attached to them. Mm-hmm. They are going to run that through their computerized program, and they're going to spit out five student ID numbers back to us, and it's going to get sent to me. And so there is a possibility that students can get tested three times, four times in a year. It could be a possibility that students don't get tested until they're juniors or seniors if they started as freshmen. So it truly is a randomized process.
So who will be included in those tests?
We're going to include anyone that participates in the extracurricular activities, that's interscholastic sports, cheer and dance, and then we have what we call our group two and three activities. Examples of that would be like National Honor Society, Student Council, pep band, things along those natures, and anybody that applies for a parking permit. We don't charge anybody a parking pass, but we do require them to have a permit hanging in their window. And the reason why we can only test extracurricular participants and people that apply for a parking pass is that basically is the furthest our arm can extend on testing our students.
So how many kids do you think this will include then? That's probably most kids, right?
My guess it'll be most of the school population will be in that pool to begin with anyway.
And what about students who wouldn't fall into that? I guess they just wouldn't be tested.
They will not be put into the pool, no.
Now, you talked about the increase in drug issues at your high school and that there was one code violation, which I'm guessing would be a student-athlete or somebody like that.
And we had numerous code violations, yes.
Yeah, and that is that, when you say code violation, do you mean somebody who was using drugs or caught using drugs in some way or another? What is it?
Caught using drugs while they were participating in extracurriculars.
Oh, wow. And what kind of drugs are we talking about here? Because I'm guessing that the growth in drug use in your county is what kind of drugs are those? Is it heroin? And
we had a pretty high spike in the use of heroin. Talking with local police force as well, aside of just marijuana, it's the abusing of prescription medications as well. That's been a big concern for them. Personally, here we haven't dealt with anything like that yet, but this isn't a program designed to see how many we can catch. It's just basically it's designed to deter students from using drugs, and it, more so than deterring them from using drugs, when it comes down to peer pressure, if they really enjoy playing their sports or doing their activities outside the classroom, you know, that'll give them an excuse with peer pressure if they want to go down that road that, you know, they don't want to.
I would guess that some of the thinking behind this is they're representing the school, so having people using drugs who represent the school in some way or another is probably not a good thing.
Right. We always will hold our kids who do represent our school in those arenas to a higher standard.
Now, Kimberly High School has been doing drug testing in kind of the same way since 2002. Did you talk to them as you were thinking through this? Or
yeah, I consulted with Kimberly's athletic director, Ryan McGinnis, as well as DePere's athletic director, Jeff Bizek. And, you know, they gave me access to, well, you can get it online as well, but I took a look at their policies and tried to kind of formulate one that would fit our district. And they were really helpful in the whole process on giving advice. And they said they've had no issues as far as any type of backlashing going on and people refusing to take the test or anything like that. It's a way of life in those schools, and they want to keep their students clean and their schools clean of any type of drug use, at least try to anyway.
No, not everybody supports the policies. There was a report that came out from the American Academy of Pediatrics that says there's not sufficient proof that this is a way to discourage drug use, particularly if it's not used in conjunction with other prevention and intervention strategies. So are you including some other things along with this, or is this the main part of your drug prevention strategy at your school?
Well, we are. And there was, when this first got reported, it was reported that we are requiring students to attend counseling. We're not requiring students to attend counseling. But I think the biggest thing, you know, more so, more importantly than just sitting a contest or two because of drug use, is getting the parents involved and getting the problem out on the table, and making them aware of the situation. On top of that, you know, offering services. You know, our school counselor has access to services that the county puts forth for. You know, anybody that may be going down that road of addiction and offering that help. I think it's a matter of, if the way we see it as a district, if we can just turn around, you know, one or two kids from going down that path, this program is well worth it.
Now, I guess it could be asked, though. I mean, there could be some kids who opt out of school activities and decide to not drive to school anymore so they can avoid this. So how do you deal with those kids? Because it seems like what could happen with something like this is you wind up having some kids who may have some exposure to drugs deciding to go in the direction of drugs rather than being engaged in school and things like that. How could you address, or have you thought about addressing that in any way?
Well, yeah, before we implement this program, we did do a survey with the community. And there was about 75 to 80% of people were strongly in support of something like this. And while there may be a minority of kids who feel that using drugs is more important, we live in a rural community. If they don't want to park their cars here, that's going to be a little bit of a walk for them. And it gets a little cold up here in northern Wisconsin. So if they really want to get around those steps and keep doing what they're doing, and you know, that's their own individual choice. I mean, as a public high school, we cannot test everybody, but we, in essence, when you go off the main extreme of school policy and you do something like this, and this is really nothing new. 18% of high schools nationwide have some type of drug testing program in their policies already. So that's about one out of every five high schools across the country have this already. So it's really nothing that's brand new. We didn't invent any wheel here.
So as you implement the program, how will you decide if it's a success or a failure?
Well, we're going to take statistics for sure and see how this is panned out. I mean, it doesn't cost our district anything, which is a big thing. If this was a big cost, you know, I can see the cause for concern if we're not turning kids away. But from what I've heard already, and I help coach football up here, from what I heard through the grapevine with kids and kids speak, it's a small school. It's the way it goes. There have been a couple students already that have decided to go down a better path because we've implemented something like this.
Now, one final question is it doesn't cover alcohol, these tests, right?
No, speaking with Bay Area Medical and the type of drug test that we decided that we were going to use, alcohol was not one of them for a couple of reasons. One, it doesn't stay in your system that long. And if alcohol is in your system, if we suspect alcohol, and this has always kind of been the case, too, with in our school, if we suspect that a student is abusing alcohol and we have suspicion, we can call in the police and have a breathalyzer done at school.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons why we didn't have that part of the test, or alcohol part of the test.
Well, Jeff, thanks so much for talking to us today.
All right, well, thank you for having us.
That was Jeff Dorschner. He's the athletic director for Krivitz High School in Marinette County, Wisconsin, where they're set to begin random drug testing of high school students.